Now, I've read a couple articles, and let's validate this for me or not. Were you talks into coming to Channel 9 at one point at this period? Were you working with that station to... Because this is when, before Channel 9 had switched affiliates, and there was some report that you had a deal possibly making more than the main anchor at Channel 9.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. That never happened.
It's been
never.
Reported. False reported a couple times that you were going to come back to Channel 9.
Not true.
Okay.
No, and no. But it's... It's interesting, though. David Letterman, though, didn't know that I was going to D.C. that Labor Day weekend, and he, Jim Gilliland, the sportscaster at that time on Channel 9, Randy Shaver and
Jeff Passold
told me this story,
yeah.
That Letterman saw me one night,
mm-hmm.
the night before he was going to audition on Channel 9 to become weatherman over there, and called Gilliland up and said, tell him I'm not coming in. I don't want to compete with this guy. I'm going back to Indianapolis. And so anyway, David admitted it in later years.
You drove David out of weather, and look what became of him.
Yeah,
it's been a rough 30 years for him.
No, it's true, though.
So you wandered into Detroit then. You did Detroit, the weather in Detroit for a while.
Right. Well, 6.5 years. Then the last year in Detroit, I was the satellite news channels, which was ABC's answer to CNN.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me to do weekends.
Cable, and this is a whole new thing.
Yeah,
cable satellite.
And they flew me into New York to. Mm-hmm. We did it in Stamford, Connecticut, mm-hmm. and there was a guy there named Paul Douglas.
Paul Douglas. And Doug
had actually been once on Nightline with Ted Koppel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once or twice, actually, because he's good. I mean, mm-hmm. he's very good. And so
he was good back then. I mean, he was 22, 23 years old.
I know.
He was good.
He was just good,
mm-hmm.
which he is. So anyhow, we got to know each other. And then he told me, he said, I just got a call from a station in Twin Cities. He had an agent in Detroit, actually, who mm-hmm. got him this gig. And he said, do you think I should go? I said, oh. I said, you'll be number one.
He said, I know a little bit about Minneapolis.
Yeah. So he went, and then Tom Ryder, God bless him, when Douglas was coming, before Douglas came, he said Barry would be good to come back too because mm-hmm. he and Douglas know each other now
and so forth.
So that's how I got back here on
so
Channel 11.
Came back to WTCN, which you didn't probably even ever make your dial that wide when you were here the first time because that's no one really watched Channel 11 when you were here because it was 4 and 5 and
yeah,
maybe 9, but no one watched 11. Let's play some audio of Barry at Channel 11.
Hi, I'm Steve Kufkin. We're all drug ballers from Edina.
Good morning, 11 Country!
Now, from the action center of the Twin Cities, News 11 Sunrise. With John Bachman, Marty Burns-Wolf, Steve Carroll on sports, and Barry Zavan, the weatherman.
Build your spirits to a dance in a building about to be torn down. Lots of entertainment this weekend in the Twin Cities. Entertainment editor Barry Zavan has details.
Cold-blooded disregard for the lives of chimpanzees used for Air Force experiments becomes a heartwarming experience for the actors and the audience in Project X, starring Matthew Broderick.
You good little chimp. Come here.
Broderick's best work.
Yeah, working with chimpanzees. I'm the one on the left.
Other films to fall in love with include Raising Arizona, The Secret of My Success, Blind Date, Tin Men, and Hoosiers. The classic films continue to be Platoon and Lethal Weapon. The classic and Class E stage production of Lerner and Lowe's Camelot begins Tuesday at the Minneapolis Orpheum, starring Richard Harris. Locally based productions worth seeing this weekend include monologist Jim Stoll's Traveling Light at the Hennepin Center for the Arts Little Theater, Beyond Therapy at Chanhassen, How to Improve Your Golf Game at Mixed Blood Theater, and among many more, No Sex Please, We're British at the Old Log. The Minnesota Orchestra, under the baton of Ado DeVart, will present Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 2, featuring Emmanuel Ax at the keyboard.
And the Wrecking Ball is the name of the final big band dance at St. Paul's Prom Center tonight at 8, featuring Cab Calloway, Shirley Witherspoon, and the American Classic Jazz Orchestra. The real Wrecking Ball will destroy the Prom Center later this spring, but never all those decades of great memories. That's showbiz. For Sunrise, Barry Zivan, News 11.
What a great weekend of entertainment. Cab Calloway into the prom center.
Yeah. that was a jumping joint in those days.
And then the Carlton Celebrity Room, that had everyone.
Yeah. They had everybody.
Bob Hope, Liberace to Dolly Parton.
That's where I first met Liberace. Although he had lived in Las Vegas all those years, and I never met him, I had to wait till I came.
Well, you know, the Liberace Museum. Is it the Wayne Newton Museum or the Liberace Museum?
Liberace is going.
It's going up for auction now, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that Liberace isn't driving the traffic that it once did.
You need to get in there and try wearing one of his capes before it goes away. See if you can support the weight of all those bedazzled jewels on it.
You're bringing this up. I think the best stuff on television now is MeTV and Antenna TV.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
By far. Everybody is talking about it. I mean, I'm talking about people on national television. I see some programs during the day sometimes, and they're saying, you know, the best thing is MeTV and Antenna TV.
Well, you know what it is now they've cleaned up these prints of TV that it looks really, really nice. Now, you look at you take an old Bonanza or an old black and white.
I wish they'd bring back my show, Mr. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers?
Yeah.
Now, was that on film or kinescope, though?
Kinescope.
Well, see, they'll never be able to clean a kinescope because it's a recording off of film, projectors, so they won't be able to. They can't do the same kind of cleaning, but we could always try.
Well, it could be dirty. Although it was a clean show.
Like, you know? Vintage.
Yeah, vintage.
Yeah. As long as the tag is a dirty show,
it's a dirty show.
Do you have a copy of that with you on the show?
There are several. On Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you selling them personally?
Pardon me?
Are you selling them on your...
No. Okay, right. Yeah, on the street. Just the corner of Hennepin and 12th. No. They do have... They have the both... I've seen two or three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're available. I can see myself.
Well, we'll look into that. You come back to Channel 11, and Channel 11 was a third place, fourth place news operation, and then it kind of grew some steam.
Yeah, and when I joined, to be honest, and I want to be because...
this is honesty here.
Yeah. 1 month after I got there, their ratings went up 6 points, six rating points.
Yep.
And one of the people there said, well, it's just the curiosity factor. They never lost the 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made me mad.
Right.
Why don't you give some credit that maybe somebody still likes me in this burg? And they're so reluctant, some of these, quote, big shots in the business to actually say, hey, wow, yay.
We have a mutual friend, Joan Stuffend.
Yes,
and we had
I love Joan.
We had her here. You worked with her for a long time. We had her here a few weeks ago, and she said they just told her some horrible things. They thought her looks and about her delivery, but she said they couldn't fire me because I had number one. You know, we were number one on weekends, and they said
Say she couldn't read the news because she had too much of a bedroom voice?
She had a bedroom voice, and she said, I'm going to paraphrase. I think that the Joan's beautiful, but they said you don't have a face for TV. But you know, it was because you were in here, Tom, when she said that to us.
Right? Yeah, it still wrecks me. She was so fun to have on.
She was the classiest act on television.
So my point is, I just think of any other workplace, you know, that you wouldn't be able to say those kind of things to women or men or anyone,
No.
it's okay.
Well, it's very. I mean, you know, and the big word in that business, sadly, is ego.
Mm-hmm.
And power, and there are so many people who have ego and power, you don't even remember their names now. And it's really funny because John Bachman, God bless him, he was my floor director at KSTP in the 1970s, and then he became anchor, and then he became the biggest in the state of Iowa.
Just retired this year, actually.
Yep.
Just retired at the election. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about what happened at Channel 11 and the good and in between, and we'll talk about what you've been up to the last few years and on Flashback Twin Cities here on KLBB. Flashback Twin Cities, Tom Osmond here with Barry Zavan, the weatherman, entrepreneur, radio co-host.
We'll work for food.
We'll work for food. Well, we all will.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we can go back by the dumpsters by McDonald's after later today. We can
probably
find some.
Don't you be raiding my territory.
No, that's right. That's right. So, Barry, you're at Channel 11, which seemed like a good thing to do. And how did that go? How did that go? You were there for four years.
Well, the... the first two or three months were terrific, mm-hmm. and then the, quote, new team came in,
right,
and it
right.
was different.
Right.
So...
new ownership, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, new ownership.
So I just, you know, I had to make a buck. I mean, mm-hmm. you do what you have to do to survive. So then they made me entertainment editor, mm-hmm. In addition to Weekend Weather. And I enjoyed that. But, I mean, some of my reviews, in fact, because of it, although I had met him many years earlier with him and his wife, Ann Mira, Jerry Stiller, mm-hmm. and we became like brother and brother.
Sure, sure.
All those years, and still. I just got a note from Jerry 2 days ago. And we talk on the phone maybe once every couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and so forth, and just wonderful. And it, because I gave him a super review in Guys and Dolls and the Guthrie, and he played Nathan Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and that's how we got to really get together. So there were some really good times. Channel 11 had me do a lot of the things now that Rusty Gatenby's doing. Thanks to Nimir Figger, I was out on the West Coast and the
right,
East Coast
right.
every weekend reviewing film,
mm-hmm.
and doing these interviews. And then and then we did some specials about famous Minnesotans who, you know, were who they were. And it just, you know, it was fine. But I tried actually to show Joe Franzgrote, who's dead now, but I tried to show him. They renewed me for 1 year. I had a 3 year and then a 1 year. And mm-hmm. the 1 year is when that's the death knell. I'm so naive. You know, I thought, oh, good, another year. Really? So anyway, I wanted to show him some of my history, and he wouldn't even look at the book. He said, oh, no. He says, you've fished this hole now, and it's time to whatever. And it's so insulting.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, fine. So, you know, this is a business. Jack Valenti became a really good friend when I lived in D.C., and he was the head of the Motion Picture Association of America. But his daughter, Courtney, is head of production at Warner Brothers. And I remember Jack, I was at a little conclave with him when he was speaking, and some girl said, well, what about getting into the television or acting business? He said, well, if you like the word no,
right.
if you like to be insulted, if you like to be rejected, then, or not, you know, put on ignore, then you should go into that.
I think it's kind of like being a professional athlete, and you're in your prime, or you're doing what you're doing. You have fans adoring you, and for whatever reason, a bust knee or you know something happens, and then it's all done.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time to be able to reinvent yourself into what are you going to do next. And unfortunately, our passions for what we want to do sometimes yeah. don't always mesh with what the you know what's marketable. Right. And right now, the broadcasting world. I mean, we're lucky to have a great local ownership here at KLBB. But you know, the corporate broadcasting world, whether it be Gannett or mm-hmm. CBS. I mean, Paul Douglas, our good friend. I mean, he was without a job years back. He was doing 3 nights a week weather for 30 years, and it's all done.
Yeah. Well, he, I mean, thank goodness for Paul. I mean, he's very inventive and mm-hmm. creative and smart, and he's built an empire. But on KSTP, and psychologically, and of course I should go to a shrink about this, but anytime I walk into that building, I think I still work there.
Just keep working. Try working.
I really do. I think I'm just on about a 38-year hiatus.
Well, you know, go in the makeup chair, and just it's like the old Office Space joke. You know, this guy's been working here. For 15 years. We fired him 15 years ago, but he still comes to work, so we keep letting him work
through a paycheck. Here, he just keeps on showing up. He doesn't know he's gone.
But no, it's really true. I mean, there and that building is so historic. It's absolutely, to me, that's the best
well,
in the business.
And it's part of this, and part of what you did at KSUP, and part of what you did at 11, and you've done some radio. You did some work at, was it K, what do they used to call it, Channel 23? Was KMGT at one point, or KTMA?
KTMA.
KTMA.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've done so many great things, and that's why, you're part of this inductee class of the 2013 Broadcast Hall of Fame. And
Thank you. We're
very proud to... Have you adopted, not a native Minnesotan, but you've been here?
I've lived here longer than any place in my life, 35 years now.
Mm-hmm. And you're part of Minnesota, and hopefully Minnesota's part of you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's been very, very wonderful to me. But as I say, you know, every time I walk into that KSTP building, I think, oh, yeah, I'm just on a little
no,
little
the,
break
the security guards don't pull you out, now, do they?
No,
okay.
No.
All right, good.
No, it's been terrific. And I just, as you know, I also blog and do some mm-hmm. webcasts for the Star
Tribune. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
For the Star Tribune. Mm-hmm. And they let me say what I want, I mean, within reason, obviously, but. One of the rants, I mean, I call it a senior moment.
But rants, we'll call them
yeah,
here, okay.
A senior rant. But I'll be 76 on August 5th.
August 5th, yeah.
And, you know, first of all, I don't think I sound 76, whatever you're supposed to sound like when you're 76. My brain is of a four-year-old. And, you know, it just irritates me that people who are senior citizens, a lot of them still are very productive and mm-hmm. can be very productive mm-hmm. and they're not used at all. And this isn't a pitch for me, but it's a pitch for anybody who, you know, we treat our senior citizens in this country like garbage. And every other society doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The Asians especially and, you know, other cultures. So if you still have it, you know, I'm sure they're afraid that somebody say my age is going to drop dead in the middle of a sentence, you know. Whoops, here I go. But anyway, it's
and you haven't collapsed during a blog yet, have you? You haven't collapsed during a video.
No,
okay, good. Just want to clarify that.
No,
me.
I just get stronger and angrier.
Okay,
but it's just there are so many people walking out there who, you know, can still do the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about broadcasting. I'm just everything,
mm-hmm.
and something's got to happen. Something's got to happen, and the quality of the work they do, I mean, it's based on years and years of experience.
Well, people are living longer, so to call someone a senior citizen now at age, what, 55, is that when you're a senior now?
I mean, supposedly.
Yeah. That's a lot of life as a senior. You spend half your life as a senior if you're living to be 100 years old.
That's right. Well, I'm planning on it. There was a palm reader. As you know, I also understudied my old friends, actually childhood friends, Dick Van Patten mm-hmm. and Frank Gorshin and yep. the Sunshine right. Boys for a year. And so we were playing Phoenix one or two nights, and I saw a palm reader sign. Mm-hmm. I was driving down the street, and this palm reader said, "Oh, you're going to live till you're 96." And she said something, probably very interesting. She said, "You know, people really like you." Now, I never told her what I did.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "People really like you, but the people with whom you work are very jealous of you."
Mm-hmm.
They don't really want you to succeed. They don't not like you, but they don't want you to succeed. And I thought, wow. So it kind of, and I'm not playing violin here, but it actually has been the truth.
Well, if we have a scientist of that nature saying this, but no, I sometimes when you read that, it's like
they resent your success.
Correct.
Resent your success.
Right.
To me, that's horrible. I am so happy with Joan Rivers and I reconnected when she was here a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Joan when she was pregnant with Melissa,
mm-hmm.
and she used to come in the station a lot, and we got along a lot. We reminisced about the old days, and, you know, she said...
How old's Joan?
Joan is 80-something.
Wow.
Yeah, 80. She just turned 80.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, reminisced about the old days, and she said, you know, I hate it. She said, because... It's not, I mean, Las Vegas was a friendly little town then.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, I just hate the fact that people don't realize the depth and the richness of this business
mm-hmm.
now.
And Joan knows about a little bit of rejection and no and about having it all and then it's gone. But she's look what she's done. She's rebuilt it all.
Oh, bless her heart.
But Barry, you know, it's great. You know, check out StarTribune.com and look at Barry's blog posts. They're really kind of fun. And Barry has a lot of good anecdotes and... it makes us appreciate those senior moments even more. Barry, I'm glad you were here for our second guest on Flash at Twin Cities. We'll have to do it maybe every few weeks. Maybe every few days if we have to.
I would love it. Thank you.
This is Flashback Twin Cities on KLEV Club 1220. Tom Osmond. We'll be back next week.